Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettillo along with Cullen Steele behind the scenes. LSU got their 23rd commitment just minutes ago as Solomon Thomas, the offensive guard tackle from Raines High School in Jacksonville, Florida. He had been a long-time commit to Florida State and kind of swung around over the last week or so, and so he is the newest member of the signing class for the LSU Tigers. We've had some people ask about Tulane. We'll get into Tulane at 5:10 with Gary Smith, who covers, does a great job covering the Green Wave. Boy, there's a lot of rumblings in North Carolina and even locally. I know Jeff Duncan will write a column about it, that North Carolina has set their sights on John Summerall. And so let's see what happens with that. We knew it eventually would happen, but it looks as though that is the target guy for the North Carolina Tar Heels. On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, she covers the LSU football Tigers for the Bengal Tiger and is part of On3 Sports, Julie Boudouin. Julie, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, Mike, how's it going? It's been a little minute.
Yeah, it sure has. Almost said it like Coach O did. Boudouin, what's going on, Boudouin?
It sounds familiar. That sounds familiar.
Julie, your thoughts on the latest signee, Solomon Thomas. You know, I looked at this. They only had three before. And Tyler Middle, the number one rated offensive lineman in Mississippi. And then Carius Kern, who's number one rated offensive lineman from Arkansas. We heard Coach Kelly talk today about Brett Bordelon and talking about that he would possibly get a shot to play center. And I think that's important. You got to sign a center every year, and now with Thomas. So a little bit about Solomon Thomas, and I know you know a lot about Brett Bordelon.
So signing day just wrapped up for the Tigers with Solomon Thomas, like you just mentioned. He's been a longtime FSU commit. Tigers flipped him late. They had his paperwork in hand earlier today and, you know, kind of kept things hush-hush until he was ready to make his announcement. Five-star out of Florida. So, you know, it really ends the day well. You know, a five-star flip, you can't go wrong with that on signing day. But, yeah, you mentioned Carius Kern. You mentioned Brett Bordelon. And those are names that when Brian Kelly was asked today in his press conference of guys who are physically ready, guys who we might see next year get some early playing time. Those are two names that immediately he jumped out and said. So you've got to like, you know, you add this five star late to the class. You've got to like where they at in their O-line class overall. You know, they've got the number one guy in Kern out of Arkansas. They've got Tyler Miller, the number one guy out of Mississippi. They keep Borderline home. So, you know, Brad Davis is doing his thing and kind of just reloading that O-line room.
Like I told Brett, be as good as your dad and you'll be pretty good. Ben was an all-SEC guy at LSU when he played there. He was a hell of a player. One of the things we saw load up, defensive tackle, safety. Julie, we've kind of beat the drum about this. Those were two areas this football team needed to add players, multiple.
Yeah.
And you see it today. Three safeties, and then with Zion Williams, Walter Mathis Jr., Brandon Brown, and Dylan Battle.
You
got four interior players. Now, only one edge guy. So I suspect that'll be a transfer portal look-see on that.
I agree. You know, and we saw this. I was just talking to someone the other day about this. In year one, Bo Davis, what he did with the defensive line, it was extremely impressive. And so for him to, you know, get some of these defensive tackles in, some of these guys he's been on for quite some time, Dylan Battle, I spoke to him the other day, Brandon Brown, these are kids that Bo Davis has been recruiting for years. And so you mentioned Zion Williams. He was another one that in the press conference today, Brian Kelly specifically named about guys who were physically ready. So to see that D tackle room, D line room kind of get that many bodies. Now you did say one edge, and I agree. I think that's going to be something that they address in the portal. Maybe go get a guy who's already got some game experience. And then in that safety room, and not just necessarily the safety room, the cornerback secondary as a whole, just a very impressive group. I feel like fans should be, happy with this reload, if you want to call it that. There's a lot of safety talent, a lot of cornerback talent coming in. You got Jacob Bradford from right there in Baton Rouge who can do a little bit of everything. A Jace Thomas out of Destrehan who can do a little bit of everything, who plays everywhere for the Wildcats. So a lot to like in that group overall.
I think the first time you and I saw Chase play at Destrehan, he was a wide receiver there. And, Julie, I don't ever remember seeing a high school team with that many wide receivers that were that good. And every one of them could run like the wind. And, you know, Chase's dad is Fred Thomas, the former New Orleans Saints cornerback. And so they moved him over to the defensive side to football, and it sounds like a three-car collision every time he hits somebody. He's a big dude. And he lays the wood to you, and you understand that being a former receiver will help him in the coverage phase of the game, but he's a real physical player that can get up in the gap and make a play against the run.
Yeah, he's a versatile athlete. I mean, I want to say, even in just my background and research of him, he played quarterback. He's very versatile. I mean, he's a ball hawk. He's got that NFL pedigree. And so when you get him in that weight room and you get him working with those coaches over in Baton Rouge, you know, he's a guy that I'm excited to see how he's going to develop, because he's returned kicks, he's done return punts, he's blocking field goals. You just look at his tape, you know, his entire high school film, and he's just a ball.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Player.
Were you sort of maybe sweating it out for LSU and DJ Pickett? Because you know, when you got the number one rated cornerback in the country, the number one rated player in Florida, and they got a lot of money out there, and at least Brian Kelly, I think, fully addressed it today, that this is also a money game. Now, he hadn't kind of worked around that comment. Today, he went on full kind of alert that, hey, listen, I'm not going to be the one to pass the collection plate, but it's near you if you want to chip in because we're going to need it. DJ Pickett, to me, I thought maybe a week ago, if anybody might have flipped, it might have been DJ.
Yeah, I think that was the feeling from a lot of people and a lot of fans. And that was, you know, a lot of questions we were getting on our message boards and on Twitter. You know, the comment section is always, what's the latest on Pickett? What's the latest on Pickett? You know, but this is a kid and a family that Corey Raymond has had a relationship with for a very long time. There were others that did come into the picture late. LSU did what they needed to do to hang on to him. He is every bit, you know, you can't get, he's a five-star plus, you know, if there was a six-star, he's one of those guys. You know, I think Brian Kelly said it today in his press conference. If there was ever such a thing as a lockdown corner, this is it. You know, he's every bit as good as advertised. You know, there was Patrick Peterson was in to kind of help, you know, bridge some of that, those gaps for his latest visit. And, you know, they really kind of rolled out the red carpet. And this is a guy that, you know, once Corey Raymond is working with him day in and day out, he can be really special, real special.
If I wouldn't know any better, I'd swear Blake Baker was also your recruiting coordinator because he signed four linebackers today in Moses from University and Jaden Breaker, who's a really, really good athlete from Gannett, Georgia. Zach Weeks, and it's Weeks and Weeks like a law firm, the third of the Weeks brothers. And then Charles Ross, and I got to watch some tape on him. That dude can run. I mean, he has got some really good foot speed and instincts to the football. So Blake Baker now has four really good prospects to work with at that linebacker position.
Yeah, and you just mentioned Ross and watching his film. He is. And I think this was another thing that BK said in his presser today is he's got some speed. You know, he can go sideline to sideline in a flash. He's you know, part of a Texas 6A track team championship sprinter. So that's not something you see every day when it comes to a linebacker. I agree. I think that Blake Baker's got a really good group, a good solid core group of freshman linebackers coming in. And obviously we saw them playing with three linebackers this past season. And so just to kind of reload and add to that, and they're all unique in their own ways and all can be a little bit versatile and do some different things, you know? I feel like overall, you know, this is obviously there's been a lot of talk over the last few weeks about those kids that flipped late. But overall, this is a really, really good class. You know, we didn't even mention the two running backs.
Yeah, well, would be my next question for you. So you can go with it. But to get Harlan Berry, number one rated player in the state of Louisiana, and then JT Lindsey, my thing is if he's
what
one.
What a senior year he's having.
Yeah, if he's one, Harlem, man, JT's got to be 1B. Because, man, that guy has put up some unbelievable numbers at Alexandria.
Yeah, you know, I wish I had the numbers in front of me. I want to say he's over the 2,000-yard mark for this season. He's electric. I mean, and in Harlem, so the combination of these two backs and just the versatility that they're going to bring to that room you know, it's Frank Wilson, you know, this is what he does. He signed the two of the top backs in the country. I think obviously we have Harlem ranked as number one. I think we have JT a little bit further down, but he's still within the top 10. So two top 10 backs, you know, and obviously it's a big one to keep Harlem home, a five-star New Orleans kid, you know, running back. I don't know that LSU's done that since Fournette back in the day.
Yeah, so, it's been a while.
Yeah. So, it's just overall a really, really solid group of impact players.
The one that got away, Jakeem Stewart, we talked about it, Charlie and I, yesterday. Charlie was like, what's your gut feeling? I said, I don't think he signs with LSU. We had heard so much that Oregon had put a full court press on him. USC sort of came in late, but they came in like Secretariat and passed the field up and Ohio State was also in the mix, but this looked to be an Oregon, USC, maybe LSU. But I always thought, to be honest, that he would head out west, and it was either going to be Oregon or USC.
Yeah, you know, I feel like those two other out-of-state programs probably had more to offer in the NIL cap space than what LSU was wanting to spend. the pull of home and the relationships. Obviously, he has a really good relationship. He's been to LSU more times than anywhere else. He has really good relationships with a lot of those coaches. Frank Wilson, again, especially with those New Orleans ties. And so I think, you know, LSU stays in the mix, the pull of home, when being home, near home to play. But, you know, like Coach Kelly said, we're in a new age. This NIL thing is a new age in recruiting. Not that they didn't value him, but there were other programs out there that they felt like maybe they needed him more and were willing to, you know, up the ante. And so once he visited USC, I want to say this was 2 or 3 weeks ago now. Don't quote me on that. But once he took that official, all the feedback coming back was, you know, it was just kind of, you know, a game-changing amount. You know, LSU did get him back on campus for a midweek visit. Before that Oklahoma game, and then he did not visit anywhere this past weekend. And so I think that kind of showed, you know, if he wasn't visiting anywhere, I think that meant, you know, everything was kind of, it was over at that point.
Yeah, so, if you're chilling that final weekend, I know, you know where you're going at that point in time.
Right.
Julie, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Always appreciate your insights, and we'll get you back soon, talk a little bit more, because once this then, 2026 is right around the corner.
Right, and the portal. The portal opens in five days, so it doesn't ever slow down covering LSU.
And Brian said at least he thought about 12 guys out of the transfer portal, was like, whoa. I didn't think he'd go that route of 12, but again, he's had to adjust to the new world of college athletics. Julie, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good one.
All righty. Julie Boudouin, who covers LSU football and does a great job on the recruiting end for the Bayou Bengals part of On3 Sports.